Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Perfecting Deliverance Radio, hosted by yours truly, Latoya Haley. We are live on every Wednesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and listen as my weekly guest are sharing testimonies of deliverance from strongholds, healing, and the powerful movement of God. As a result of Perfecting Deliverance Radio, many souls have been led to Christ. Call in to the station to speak live with my guests by dialing 347-989-1779 and pressing 1 on your keypad for questions or comments. Also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/perfectingdeliverance or download the Blog Talk Radio app on Apple Store or Google Play. Follow me on Facebook at Latoya Haley or like my Perfecting Deliverance Ministries page. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Latoya Haley. You can email us at perfectingdeliverance1@yahoo.com. You can contact Perfecting Deliverance Ministries at 731-215-0236. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
You're listening to The Sound.
Thank you.
Good evening, and welcome to Perfecting Deliverance Radio. Today is January the 27th, 2016. It is approximately 8.05 p.m. Central Standard Time where I'm located, and I just want to thank everyone for being on the line this evening. I'm your co-host, your host, LaToya Haley, and I do have a co-host on this evening, my sister, LaCrista Bond. Are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm fine.
Doing pretty good. I'm excited to have my sister on the line. This is my blood sister. And tonight's show is entitled Sisterly Love That Binds. So we're going to be talking about sisterly love on this evening. Now, if you want to call in, if you have questions or comments for myself, guests that are going to be on, the station number here is 347-989-1779. Also, you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/perfecting deliverance. And I do have, you also have an app that you can download. If you have Apple phone or if you have Google, you can go to Google Play. If you have an Android, and you can download that as well as Blog Talk Radio. Just go to the search bar, put in Perfecting Deliverance Radio, and that'll bring you directly to my show. Also, you can go on my Facebook page, LaToya Haley, or you can go to my second Facebook page that I have. That's LaToya Sharif Haley, and you can go on there, and there's a link directly to the page, directly to the show as well, too. So a couple different ways that you can contact us, reach out to us on tonight. But we're just going to have a lot of fun. I'm excited for my guests. That are going to be on this evening, Tiffany Marshall and Christina Hartshaw. They're going to come on the show here in just a little while. But just, again, the show title, if you're just now joining in, Sisterly Love, The Ties That Bind. So just excited just to have these young ladies on the show. I don't know a whole lot about them, but I know that they can sing. And I know that they are sisters, and I know that's what this show is geared towards. So I'm very, very excited to have them on the line tonight. Sis, what you got going on tonight? How was your day?
Quite busy. Very busy for me.
Quite busy? What did you work today?
Yes, I did. I worked today. I saw several patients
today. Yeah. And for all of you that don't know, my sister is a nurse, and she's always very, very, very busy. So if we get a chance to talk during the daytime, and while I'm at work as well, I work at a car dealership, and she's a nurse. So we are both extremely busy during the daytime. So if we get a chance to talk, it's very briefly, just on her lunch hour or maybe on my lunch hour that we get a chance to talk. And it's always not very long. So, but I just enjoy when we do get a chance to talk. We have a good time and we laugh and we have a really good time. But my day on today, I did absolutely nothing. I went
nothing
to work,
today.
But I didn't. Huh?
So you did nothing today?
No, I didn't do anything. I just I literally was at work and I don't think I got anything accomplished. I did go see Grandma, though, our grandmother.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, I've mentioned her a few times on my prayer call and also on last week's radio show. But my grandmother has lung cancer, and I'm gonna share just a little bit of her testimony. But on last Saturday, she's been in the hospital for a week and a half now. But on last Saturday, she was extremely cold, just abnormally cold. And my mother and my grandfather ended up taking her to the hospital, and come to find out, now your hemoglobin level, and my sister, I know she knows this because she's a nurse, but your hemoglobin level is supposed to be somewhere between 11 and 12. And time my grandmother got to the hospital, they said hers was a 4.7. And the doctors, when my mother was talking to the doctors and everything, they said in all the years they've never seen anybody with their hemoglobin that low and live to tell about it. But I tell you what, My grandmother is still in the land of the living. She knows who she is. And go ahead.
And yes, she is.
Yeah, I said she's still in the land of the living. And I tell you what, I said she's going to be going transferring to a nursing home, a rehabilitation center on tomorrow morning. And I said we could have been planning her funeral, and she could have been leaving, could have been gone. But I mean, they literally told her they don't know how she made it, and she might not have made it through the night if she wouldn't have went to the hospital. But I want you all to know that my grandmother is still here in the land of the living. I said that's enough to make me shout right there. So I'm so thankful for her being here. But that's how my day went. I took about an hour and a half, and we actually watched Deal or No Deal. And my mother had never seen it before. She was like, I've never seen this. Howie went and Mandel on there. And, boy, we watched Deal or No Deal, and the lady that was on there won $1 million. I thought I had won it. I was hollering and screaming just like I had won the money. But I said I had a wonderful time sitting and talking with her and everything, and I had a really good day. Like I said, I didn't accomplish anything at work, but I said I went and saw my grandmother and everything. So I'm thankful for that. I'm glad that she was in good spirits and everything. And like I said, she's going to be transferring to the nursing home, to the rehabilitation center on tomorrow. So just thankful for that. What else? How else was your day? Your day pretty good too?
Pretty good. Actually, right before the show, myself and your niece just came from Walmart picking up our new glasses for the year.
Okay.
So she's excited to show her TV, her new glasses that she got. And my one pair, to me, I call her big girl glasses. She just looks a little older.
Aww.
A young little lady, yeah. So, yes, we got our new glasses today.
Well, that's always nice. I said she's growing so fast. She's 10 years old, and I tell you, she's growing. And every time I see her, she seems like she's gotten older. She's still the same age, but it's just how time is just moving on. But I love that TT's baby, so
yeah.
I'm glad that you all had a good day. But what we're going to do, right now we're going to take a commercial break briefly, and when we come back, we are going to have our guests Tiffany Marshall and Christina Hartshaw, our sisters, and we're just going to have a little chit chat and a little girl talk, and we're going to have a good old time. So if you have to use the restroom, if you want to grab you some popcorn or grab you something to drink, do that. We're going to take about a 2 or 3 minute commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to speak with our guest, and we're going to move on with the show. So you all join us back here in a few minutes or so.
What is the church? Is the church a building? Is the church a pastor? Or the staff? Is the church the music? The tradition? Or the ministries? These are all good things, but they are not the church. Take them away, and the church is still here. Why? Because you are still here. The church is you. The church is you with a purpose. The church is you on a mission. The church is you with a plan. A simple plan to plug into God at a weekend service. To charge up in a small group community, to live out using your gifts and passions, and to pass on your faith to those who do not know Christ. When you and I live like this, all the things we used to do in church become things we do as the church. God desires it. The world needs it. And we are called to be it. What is the church? The church is you.
Like every week, but would you like to ride to church with me? Oh, come on, Mrs. Edwards, you like my church. We have some hot music. It may not be what you're bumping at all, but it's hot. We get down. What do you say, Mrs. Edwards?
Oh, I suppose.
I've heard it said that 80% of first-time church visitors come because someone personally invited them. All people need to feel loved and wanted, and for some people, it just takes having someone offer to give them a ride to church. We have something great going on at this church. People's lives are being transformed by God's love. Your homework this week is to find at least one person who could use a little more of that love and invite them to come with you next week. Trust me, it's worth the extra effort.
Mrs. Edwards, you want to listen to some music on the way? Go ahead, your choice. Okay, here we are. Hi-ya!
And we are back. And again, you've reached Perfecting Deliverance Radio. I'm your host, Toya Haley, and I do have my co-host on the line, my sister, LaKrista Bond. Are you still there?
I'm here.
All right. Well, I said we are going to bring on our guests, Christina Hartshaw and Tiffany Marshall. Are you ladies on this evening?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
Yes.
We're here. Hey, everybody.
Good evening. How are you both doing?
Doing really well, blessed and highly favored.
Okay, I'm good. I'm really good. I'm so glad you asked us to do this.
Joa, and I'm glad that you both agreed to be on. It would have been bad if one would have said yes and the other one would have said no. So
I know, right?
That might have been
no.
A problem.
Really, I would have been so sad.
I almost said no.
Sorry, Tiffany. Sorry. You and I after the show. Real funny.
I almost said no. Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh. Real funny. But we'll chit chat about that after the show. But I'm very excited that both of you agreed to be on, and I have a surprise for my guest. For the callers at the end of the show, because they are some singers. They are some singing women, I tell you. You all are going to be so, so, so thoroughly impressed, because I am impressed by them. I hear them sing quite often, and I tell you, they definitely are some saved women, and they are anointed by God. So I'm just so excited to have you both.
I am blushing. I'm blushing. I'm red.
Am I going to need to get my Panarin out?
You can, because I left mine in the car. Yes, get yours.
Well, you know what? Wait a minute. Mine is in the car, too. I guess I can.
I got some drumsticks in the back of my truck too.
Y'all hold your throat.
That is all right. But Christina and Tiffany, can you all tell us just about yourselves, just briefly? We're going to move on with our shuffle. But if you could just introduce yourselves to my callers here.
Sure, sure. Well, I'm Christina. I am the eldest sister.
Oh my God.
Most people don't like to, you know, they don't know that because Tiffany thinks that she is. But I am the eldest sister. We come here from Freeport, Illinois, a little bitty town called Freeport, Illinois,
okay.
Way up north Illinois, but we've been here quite a while in Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Unity Temple Church of God in Christ, where the great Pastor Superintendent Eddie Whitelaw is our pastor.
Glory!
And I'm just glad to be here. I've got a great husband and two girls, and Tiffany wants to tell y'all about her.
Okay, hallelujah. My name is Tiffany Marshall. I attend Unity Temple Church of God in Christ, as she said, where Pastor Whitelaw, Eddie Whitelaw, and First Lady Sharon Whitelaw are my overseers. I love them dearly. I love my church. I'm going to give a shout-out to the youth department at Unity Temple and the youth choir. I love y'all. If y'all listening, my sister said we're originally from Freeport, Illinois. Been in church all our life.
Oh.
Been singing since I was probably in the womb. I'm not quite
probably
sure. I'm just clapping my hands.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad to be on here, and hopefully I can be a blessing to someone.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you both being on. Sis, are you still there?
Yes, mm-hmm. I am.
All right.
Come on, yes.
I'm glad you're here. And I thank God for our guest being on this evening. This is a change up from what I normally do from the shows that I have. But I tell you what, I normally I hear a lot of people saying that they really don't like their siblings. And, you know, I it's not something that I came up with. My shows are completely led by God. And this show was something that was given to me, like, okay, LaToya, you need to talk about, you know, have your sister on, you know, talk about love. And this is a show about love, because I know there's a lot of people that do not love or do not care about their siblings. And it's not just, you know, sister and sister or brother and brother. I mean, sister and brother, whatever it is that it may be. But there's a lot of people that do not like their siblings. And just to do this show, like I said, it's a change up from what I normally do, but just to break up the monotony, I just wanted to talk about love. And in this setting right here, just to talk about sisterly love, and just that that Christina and Tiffany were given to me to interview. And like I said, they do sing, and they're anointed women of God, so I'm thankful and excited for you both being on the line. But Chris, I'm going to give the floor to you, and you can go forth as you did.
So, Christina, I believe you mentioned, or actually both of you have been in church for a while. So you said you grew up in the church.
We did. We've been in church since as long as I can remember. We started off at First Church of God there in Freeport, Illinois, and that's where we got our foundation in Christ, you know, and our
the Bible.
Just Bible being taught to us. Mm-hmm. And really, love for people and tolerance of people, to be accepting and just really to educate yourself in the Word of God. And then also to just love people. They had a strong love there, and that was just our base growing up. We did start to attend Church of God in Christ.
I was about 14.
When we were about 13, 14.
I was 13, you were 14.
Yeah, we were 13 and 14. And our mother, you know, let us go. She saw that's where we really began to develop a deep relationship with God.
And our skills.
And, our you know, singing vocal mm-hmm. skills were enhanced.
Right.
We did so much with the church. And she let us go ahead and go. And, you know, I'm just grateful for my upbringing in that church, in, you know, both of those churches back home. That's Freeport, Illinois.
First Church of God and New Jerusalem Church of God in Christ.
Pastor Ezell Jackson.
And we're very grateful, you know, for our upbringing there. And I'm just, you know, I look at my children and I just want to make sure they have that same foundation. Because looking back, a lot of things I didn't appreciate then,
right.
I'm so, so, so grateful for now.
Yes.
Okay, so we also talked earlier about LaToya mentioned some people sometimes just really don't get along with their siblings. So have Tiffany and Christina, have you two always had a close relationship, or did you ever have a point in your lives where, you know, it was kind of difficult to live with each other growing up?
Oh, my God, help me tonight.
Help me tonight.
Well, okay, seriously, this is Tiffany. Growing up, I mean, our birthdays are so close, as she said, she's the eldest.
We're
a day from a year apart, so my birthday, we're the same age.
No.
Uh-huh. Then she turns the next day, so.
I'm a year older.
A day from a year older. So, anyhow, so growing up, you see how we are now? Just imagine two kids, like, I'm older than you, you're not older than me. So sometimes it creates a little friction. We did not get along, I think, because we were so close in age back then. And keep it real, you know, back in the day, you know, black skin, light skin, those things are real. And I don't know if people understand it, but sometimes I felt like the little black shadow, literally sitting over in the corner, and those things were internalized. I feel, you know, was okay with it, but still the relationship with siblings, you can tease, and those types of things, they hurt. But, you know, like my sister was saying, going to church and having a relationship with God, it helped me to maintain my, you know, peace. And I don't know, my sister may have felt a certain way, too, because, you know,
spoiled, Ron.
Yeah, she was spoiled. Right?
No, you were. Well, and then even growing up, we lived together for a amount of time. During college, we were roommates, and, you know, that was a struggle.
Oh, my God.
Going through
different relationships, bad relationships,
whatever, you know, and having a sister who loves you more than you can see when you're blinded by other things. And that, you know, was kind of hard at the time, too. Of course, looking back, everything that I couldn't stand then, I thank God, because there were things I just was blind to. And she was able to call me out when I didn't see it. She was able to, you know, open my eyes to things that I just couldn't see, wouldn't see, refused to see. And even when we were fighting, at the end of the fight, I was still, you know, able to look and say, dang, Tiff right. And it is, well, yeah, I'm mad. I ain't going to tell her I know she right.
And she never
but I need to check myself.
But now we're able to. Even through all of that, we still had a relationship.
Uh-huh.
Some people don't even talk to their siblings like you were saying. They don't associate.
Uh-huh.
You have your friends. I have my friends. We were that way, but we still had common ground, and it was God, and it was love, because we knew what was right. And also singing. We were singing together since we were 4 or 5. So that was something that really, really helped our relationship to really stay, was being in church, not just in the church, but really being the church, as the commercial just said, and loving each other unconditionally.
Well, those were very beautiful responses to those questions. I'm going to turn it back over to LaToya at this time.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, LaKrista.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Seth. That's, you know, I just listened to what you both were saying, as far as like living together and I mean everything. And when you go through, when you're around your sibling all the time, my sister and I are 15 months apart, and I'm the oldest. And my sister LaKrista, we're literally a year and 3 months apart. So I mean we're not far apart either, so we're extremely close. And you know, we grew up in the church as well. My father is our pastor. Well, he's my pastor, but I mean we grew up in the church. I mean we were born in the church. I don't know anything other than that, but I mean we grew up in the church. But during that, you know,
with you all having such a close relationship, and I mean, I know that you go through different things. That's what siblings are supposed to do. I mean, you're supposed to fight and make up, and you're supposed to argue and make up. That's what it's all about. But
right.
I tell you, my sister and I, we tried our best not to go to bed angry with each other.
Right.
And
that's true.
I said, not saying that didn't happen, but I tell you, if anything would happen to her while we were angry with each other, I probably would never forgive myself. So I'm just glad, you know, that we're both still in the land of the living and that we're able to tell each other, you know, that we love each other, that or how much we mean to each other. Even though she gets on my nerves. I mean, she does. Mm-hmm. I mean, she gets on my nerves.
She's
the devil, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, this show tonight, we're being real. We're letting everything hang out. So you know, we're just gonna be real. But no, I love my sister dearly, and I wouldn't trade her, you know, for the world. She's very sweet, and I do. I love her very much. So I'm happy for her to be on the show. Also, today is her and her husband, Tashawn Vaughn. Give a shout out to him. It's their anniversary today.
Happy
anniversary. For her to agree to be on my show tonight and just disrupting their anniversary, I'm so sorry right now. But I cut into it. I apologize. But just thankful for you being on the show and everything, because you didn't have to. So I'm just grateful for you. So, thank you so much, sis. I love you.
I love you. Anything for you, hon.
Yeah, I can.
Beautiful.
I had my violin down. We had our violins down.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Tiffany, do you first off, because I know that you ladies, you know, that you're in the church and everything, but do you all have the Holy Ghost? And if so, does the Holy Ghost keep you in times of transition, you know, whether it's death, life, divorce, you know, separation, illness, and I mean just overall trouble that may arise in your family? So if either one of you, if you want to answer that.
Child, you gonna answer?
You go ahead.
Okay. I would have to say most definitely.
Yes,
I do have the Holy Ghost, and it has kept me in times of transition. When I'm saying transition, it would be like from childhood to teenage years. Teenage years, high school, graduate, college, all those are like huge transitions in life. And leaving from just middle school, I mean, I was pretty bad, you know, attitude, had a chip on my shoulder, you know, and I had to recognize that, yes, I've been exposed to God. I've been exposed to his glory and love, and I know better. So I would always have it in the back of my mind, saying, you know better. Praying constantly,
mm-hmm.
constantly, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking God to, you know, be my guide and just help me. And I received the Holy Ghost at the age of 9 years
mm-hmm.
old. I was 9 years old. Not saying I've been perfect. No, I have not. But I do know that God is a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
In my darkest nights and times of my life, as a child, before the age of 10, he was my keeper, kept my mind. And when I sing, as I'm getting older and maturing in God and his glory and accepting it, it's even more real to me, because I should have been dead.
Ooh.
Or I should have been
right crazy.
Right crazy, or having, you know, I'm just being honest, multiple children by,
mm-hmm.
you know, men that were not my husband. I mean, it could have happened,
mm-hmm.
but God is good, and I just thank him for it. In death, lost a lot of friends at a young age,
mm-hmm.
tragic accident,
mm-hmm.
family members,
mm-hmm.
tragically dying, those type of situations, let's just be real. Sometimes, you know, people don't get the assistance they need, and if they don't have God, if they don't have that outside agency with the counseling and things, they may take their own life,
mm-hmm.
those type of situations. And had it not been for God,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't, you know, been here. And I know it was him, and I know it's always God. So
always been
yeah.
here.
He's just been, yeah, yes, I do have the Holy Ghost as well, and I thank God for gifting me with his Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will keep you through so many things. Life has not been easy always. It's still not easy always, but there have been many things that God has just allowed us to go through, and he has kept us and has just given peace where there shouldn't be peace.
Right.
You
to
know,
world.
when you look on the outside
right.
looking in, we should not be here. We should
in
not
Jackson,
be on the phone.
Period,
we shouldn't
right.
be in Jackson. I mean, there's just so many things. But God has just blessed, and he's been able, you know, he's just kept our mind. I just think about the song One More Chance, that at the end of the song, she say, I should have been cuckoo.
Right.
I think about that so many times. There's so many things. I should have been cuckoo. I should have lost my entire mind.
Right. But
God. And I just thank God. I just thank God for it, because it's only through him that we're here today.
Right.
And we're in our right mind. And we can do, you know, the things that we're able to do. We can sing. We can talk on the phone. You know, I can raise my girls. Because there's women, there's girls that I know that I grew up with who can't do those things. You know, they've got multiple children that they cannot take care of themselves because they're not mentally capable,
right.
because they were not, you know, not raised in the church. They were not exposed to God, to know God.
Right.
They did not have that precious gift of the Holy Spirit to keep them and guide them in perfect peace. You know, so I just thank God. I just thank God. At Philippians 4:13 tells us that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm so glad that I know him and that he gives me strength. And I believe that I can do anything through him. And I just thank God.
Oh, yes. I too, as well. It's wonderful to have the gift of the Holy Ghost. I haven't been saved all
right.
my life. And,
no.
And God brought me. My callers, in case you haven't heard my testimony, I thank God I was in a lifestyle of homosexuality for 15 years, and to be delivered from that. And my sister is on the line, and she can attest to that she
mm-hmm.
she prayed for me, is saved, and she thanks God, and she does have the Holy Spirit. And I wasn't saved at all. Wasn't anywhere near it. Now, I grew up in the church, not saying that I didn't know what to do. I made a choice not to, and I wasn't saved for a very long time. And my sister, she continued to pray for me, and that's not something that she had to do. It's something that she chose to do. She even had my niece, and my niece is 8 years old. And, I mean, she was praying for me. She would tell her sometimes, she would look at her, and she'd say, you know what, just pray for your TT. And my niece would do that. And it's the prayers of the righteous that avail
yes.
us much. So I'm so thankful, you know, for the prayers. And I said, now I do have the gift of the Holy Ghost. I am saved and sanctified, and he's a keeper, and he's keeping me. And
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I'm so excited to be in the land of the living, because I know that I should be dead and gone
sure.
away from here. I'm
right.
been in some tragic accidents and have
sure.
walked away with a
right.
I mean, literally.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying literally just one scratch. And, I mean, car totaled out. I mean, tore up. And I'm actually writing a book that's going to be out that I'm going to be talking about my life. But I tell you, I have been through some things, and my sister was
mm-hmm.
always there. And
that's
yeah,
right.
Still
that's
there.
Right.
La Carista, are you still there?
Ma'am, yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I'm here.
Well, I was just talking about you, about how you've always been there. I mean, I've been through car wrecks. I mean,
I've been shot.
I've been to clubs. I mean, my sister and I, we used to go to clubs together, and you know, we thought we were doing something.
Yes, we were at a club one night, and you know, we had been there before, had been no trouble or issues in the past, and this particular night we hear a gunshot, and it seemed to be very close to where we both were standing. And of course, you know, you say to yourself, you do that prayer, Lord, you get me out of here, I won't go back to another club, or you know, it was one of those moments. It was one of those moments, and I know, you know, my dad had always said, I better not hear y'all was at no bar or nothing like that. I mean, Lord, if only they knew all, you know, some of the things that we did. But
my God helped me tonight.
But God was watching over us when we were in places we should have never been.
You're right.
He was.
Yes,
true.
He was. So many times, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Krista. Mommy's listening in. She just messaged me. Thanks. Now we're both grounded.
Really now?
But you know what? We have been through. I said we definitely have been through some things. Yeah, she told us that we need to stay out of the club. Laugh out loud.
Nope, no clubs now, Mom.
I promise we're definitely not doing that. But
right. No way.
Just so thankful that he has done in all of our lives, just for everybody that is on this call and everything. Any, even the listeners, if you're listening in, if you have a sister, if you have a brother, call them right now. Tell them that you love them.
Yes.
Even if,
yes.
If you don't love them, you need to seek Jesus, because you can't pray and you don't love your sibling. So
that's the truth. That's
the
truth.
You can't be saved and go to heaven, and you're talking about some, I hate my brother, I hate my sister. You can't do that.
That's
true.
Sure can. True. My friend sent me a message. Yes, ma'am.
I was going back to, I think the first question, but if you really love someone, it's the best thing to do is be honest. How can I love you when I'm sitting here seeing you doing something that could jeopardize your life? You know, your life, period. Your life meaning everything. It's up to, you know, if you love someone, you should tell them and be honest with them. And that's what I've tried to do with all my siblings. But me and my sister, we're so close. We've just always been close. No matter if we've argued or fight or whatever, we've always been really, really close. And it hurts me to see her hurting herself.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm okay with her hurting herself, then I don't really love her if I know better.
Right.
So even if she don't agree with me, I still tell her, well, Chris, I think maybe you should try to do it this way. It might do, you know, come out better. And then it's off of me. And then I know that I'm being as real with her as I can, and that's love to me. And if you're just going along with them, girl, yeah, go ahead, girl. You know, that's not right. That's not love. That's like I'm going to sabotage your life and let you just go downhill, you know what I'm saying? So I don't ever want to be in that position with my sister, my brother. I want to be real with them. I want to be real.
That's right. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it 100, as people say. We're going to keep it
100. That's what he does. That's why after they raised us, he told us always keep it 100. That's how he said it.
And we have some people that are listening in, and they ask, are we going to take up an offering after this? And I said, no, we're not going to take up an offering. We're having a shouting party, but I tell you, this laughter is good for the soul, and you all are making me laugh, and just for having my sister on the phone. But I know that you all had talked about singing, and I know you're going to sing here briefly, but when did you all acquire a love, you know, the skill and the passion for singing?
At a very tender age of probably, like, since we were born, really.
Right.
But in church, We start like four and five. But our mom, she used to be like, get up, let's sing, you know, just whatever. Music. She used to, when I was little, I was like, Mom, you're an opera singer or something. That's where I got my soprano voice from. Mm-hmm. But she used to sing all the time. I mean, there was not a moment in our house where there was not gospel music getting played. I mean, every day.
Well, she would play other music, too.
True.
Like,
she would play the Jackson 5 Christmas album all year long.
Yeah, but it's so funny.
Because my kids even like that now. I listen to it now. I hear my mother coming out of me a lot of times. But, yeah, in church, we started about 4 and 5, and we had a great, awesome youth choir director, minister of music, Alan Gage. He taught us at 4 and 5 how to sing parts. You were going to know your part, and you were going to know other parts. We had packed out church.
Yes,
at 4 and 5 years old, probably through about 12 or 13 when we joined, you know, the older choir. But, yeah, that at that early of age, I mean, we were getting down singing. We would go on different
church tours.
But we was getting down at a young age. And then throughout, you know, just our growing up, I attended school at Freeport.
Oh, my goodness.
And
shout out to Mr. Lehman.
Mr. Jeff Lehman in Freeport, Illinois. He's now retired. But I sang in the treble choir there, the concert choir there in high school. I mean, it was just awesome teaching.
But what about
Ms. Daniels
in Rockford?
And then the
Unity
Choir in Rockford, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
We just were around a lot of really great singers, really great directors, really great musicians. But my pure love of music, I really think, like, the appreciation came when I got a little older into high school, when I really started to sing concert music and just really like develop pure skill. I already had the church thing down, but that to just really listen to music of all different types
and learn and the words,
the theory,
like in
the
Latin
singing,
right?
The
all
of that
of the music and the
girl,
words.
You see, we getting excited. We really love music. Like music is life. Life is music.
Oh,
music is life. We're really excited. I'm trying to calm down. I'm a suffer.
And in college, because she shared everything was the same up to that point. In college, I sang in a choir and traveled all across the United States. I'm talking about Louisiana, California, New York. Freeport was there, Milwaukee, Chicago, Seattle, Washington, everywhere, just singing.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
That's when I was praying for her. Like, you're praying for your sister.
Yeah.
During our college years, I really was praying for her because I didn't want her to lose
the gift that God.
The gift, and I did not. She never really let go of God's hand, but she kind of, we were both, you know.
Going through.
But I prayed for her, and I was like, nah. And I used to be like, you need to sing. You need to join the choir. I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm like, you really need to. Because it kept me grounded in something. Like, I was working 2 jobs in college, but I still did that. I kept it going. And I really, really feel in my heart that kind of kept me.
It kept me, too, even though it was her. You know, when you have someone who is that close to you, you know, a lot of times when we were younger, people would ask my mother if we were twins. And we've always just been close that way. And even though I was kind of lost, you know, I had just kind of just wanted to do my own thing. I've been a church girl all my life.
Right.
And, you know, I was in myself, and I just wanted to do something different. You know what I mean? But she kept on, she held on to that foundation we had. And even though it wasn't me, it was her, I just felt everything through her. And I was able to experience everything through her.
Because I came home singing the songs every day.
Did.
Girl, help me learn my part.
Sure
and she would help me. So
sure did.
I just thank God for the relationship, the real relationship.
Yeah.
Like, it's no competition.
Right.
It's all about love. And we fought, literally fought.
Oh, yes.
A couple times.
Oh, yes.
A couple times, but it was serious, though. And I just thank God that the relationship was always restored.
Yep.
It was always restored. It, like, the other day, I was, like, kind of sad, but I called her, talked to her, and it was over with. And I could sleep, you know, pretty decent, but I just thank God for the love, the real love. The real love.
Because I'm a show call. If I'm upset, Tiffany, girl, I just want to talk to you. And she's always there, and I can always call her.
And if you can't talk to your sister, who can you talk to?
I know, right?
Man, Chris, are you on there still? All right. Are you leaving, buddy? Are you leaving?
I'm going to exit off. I just wanted to say, Tiffany and Christina, it was nice speaking with you both. And actually, I'm going to be down in Tennessee in a few weeks to come and visit my grandmother. So hopefully I will get to meet you two in person while I'm there.
Well, that'd be awesome. Yes. Just let us know.
I will.
So nice to meet you.
I know. Thank you for talking
you
with
too.
Us. You're welcome.
Have a good night. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. 11 years. Y'all pray for it.
Wow. Yes, that's encouraging, and
yes.
I will pray.
Yes.
Thank you.
So happy. I got 2 years down, honey. So I'll pray for you. That's encouraging to me, though.
Yes, ma'am. You can do it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right.
No comment.
Okay.
Bye, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, I think I'm my sister. She's got to get. She has a niece, my niece, who she's got to get ready for school tomorrow,
yeah.
And everything. So I'm just she came on the line and stopped by for a little bit. But I know that you ladies were talking about your passion for singing, and what are your aspirations in life, in your singing careers, and how does your relationship with Christ correlate, or what role does it play in your relationship as sisters?
Well, as far as my aspirations in life, honey, I am perfectly happy to just continue on the path that I'm on. I'm married to a great, great man, Jarvis Hartshaw. I love you, dear. And, you know, I'm just excited. I've got two girls, and I'm raising them. Paige is 7, Parker is 4. And I'm just excited. You know, I'm hopefully instilling in them the same values that my mother and the people, you know, at home at First Church of God, New Jerusalem Church of God in Christ, that they instilled in us. Because I want my girls to have a relationship like I have with Tiff. I've got other brothers, brothers, and I've got other sisters, half sisters or whatever you want to call them. They're my sisters and brothers. But we're not as close as Tiffany. Tiffany is my best friend.
Oh.
My very, very, very best friend. And, you know, I love her dearly. And I would just like to instill that. That's my aspiration, to instill those values and that closeness, you know, in my girls so that they can grow up and be best friends and they can always have that bond. And as far as, you know, singing careers, I am perfectly happy, you know, singing at church, just giving it all to God. He blessed me. And I want to bless him. I can't give him much, but that much I can give. And I that's what I want to do. I just want to bless God. However that happens, wherever that happens, that's what I want to do. And as far as our relationship with Christ correlating to the role it plays with sisters, is everything. It's everything. And I can attest to that. Because when I was, you know, backslidden, when I was not walking hand in hand with God, those were the times that my sister and I couldn't get along.
Yeah.
Those were the times that we had strife,
constant,
and struggle and turmoil between the two of us.
But God kept
us. God still kept us together, but it wasn't easy.
Right.
Now I can be mad at Tiffany.
Right.
Tiffany can make me so mad, and I can be upset with something that she's done or something I don't want her to do. She's doing, you know, whatever. And I can call her and I can tell her about herself, or she can call me and tell me about herself. But at the end of it, after that phone call, I'm probably going to call her back and be like, well, I don't want you to be mad at me because I love you, but this is just what happened. This is just what was said.
Mm-hmm.
And God has allowed me, my relationship with God has really allowed to see me in the places where I'm wrong. And a lot of times we don't really want to talk about that and we don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
But God, you know, and the Holy Ghost will show you you have to look at yourself so that you can see your flaws,
mm-hmm,
so that you're able to correct them and move forward. And you know, having a relationship with Christ will do that for you, and it will improve not only your relationship with your sister or your siblings, but with everybody,
mm-hmm,
around you. Because when you can look at you, me and Tiffany, we say this at least 5 times a week, you are only in control of yourself. LaToya can only control LaToya. Tiffany can only control Tiffany. Christina can only control Christina. And once you get, you know, into your relationship with Christ, where you accept those things, where you accept that, no, you're not perfect. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm doing some things wrong here. Yeah, this may have made me mad, But what did I do to, you know, to influence the situation? What did I do to bring it down? I didn't do anything. Okay, let me check myself. And once you get to that level in Christ, then your relationships everywhere will be tighter, will be better. And, you know, just growing and maturing, you know, I'm so thankful that God, you know, has allowed me to grow and to see that much. Let me let Tiffany talk. She over here making motions at me that I'm talking too much.
Yappity-yap-yap. No, I'm just playing. I'm just joking. I'm just playing. But she's really so true. We had an usher back at home in our home church. He was like, so true. He had that hand up with that white glove on, but anyhow, I had to laugh a little bit. But my aspirations after college, I was like, I'm moving. I want to sing with Kirk Franklin. I love Kirk Franklin. I've always wanted to sing with him. I've always wanted to sing. I never thought that I was just the greatest singer, but I know that God has blessed me with the gifts and the talent and a passion, and that right there is something serious. I take singing seriously. Mm-hmm. This is a serious matter. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But in life, I mean, wherever God takes me with it, I'm fine with it. Because in life, I mean, I thought my life would be a certain way. My sister has helped me to realize and accept certain things over life. You know, her having a family, kids, and all that, it's helped me to see how hard it really is to have kids, to have a husband, and still juggle your life. Sometimes I am way down with the things that I see my sister have to go through. And I pray for her, and I pray for me that I can be there when she may be a little bit, you know, weak or tired. We get tired in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God. And that's God. That's love.
That is.
That's being real.
That's
like,
exactly
take
right.
a look at my life. I can go home and just go home. I don't have to do anything but, you know, do me. But, you know, I just take a look at all of that. And working in the church, I am working at church with our youth department. The youth choir, they're awesome. Those children are so gifted and talented. I love you all. If God can see fit for me to continue to work in that, I will. Somebody did it for me and taught me to love music.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like you always have to give back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you have to love God and first of all be saved and not save for people to see you. Ooh, look, girl, look what she's doing. And it's not about that. It's about reaching the need, seeing the need.
Thank you, God.
Acknowledging it first.
Thank you, God.
You got to see it, and then you just have to do. You have to do out of love and out of concern and out of passion. And that's where I'm at with that music. I mean, wherever God takes me, I'm willing to do. And that's about it on that. And I thank God to have a sister that's there and understands almost every single
thing
that I'm going through. Like, we're sitting here laughing, and I'm like, what they laughing at? She knows what I'm laughing at. And she completely understands why I'm laughing, you know. So that's things you can't take for granted. And for sisters that may not have the best relationship, I just pray for you all. And I ask that you seek God and really want a relationship with him first, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And your heart will change when you when you get in him, when you really get in God and seek his face, read his word, learn his word, and keep it in your heart. At all times of the day, every second of the day, you have to remember that God is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And just treat others as you want to be treated.
In
all that way.
Acknowledge him.
All right.
And he shall direct your path.
Okay. And lean not to your own
understanding.
Yes. I mean, you know, you those are things that you taught as a child in church. All these things we've been taught. And it has helped me as a growing woman. I'm not old yet, but, you know, I'm getting there. I'm not 20 anymore. I'm not 25. I'm not 29 either. You know, so it has kept me. His word has kept me over these years, and I just thank God for that.
How old? You know what? I don't want to put you all on blast. How old are you?
Oh, Lord, Jesus. Okay. I might look like I'm 25, but I am really 30. I am really 33. But no, God has restored my life for real.
Yes,
I feel like it's 10 years.
I'm 34.
Right.
I just turned 34 in November. Just 34.
Yeah. I know, right?
Tiffany is 33. My sister and I are. I am 36, and my sister is 35. So
we're
in May. May 19th this year, I will be 37, We're all like
August
1st.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Clearly. I mean,
that's
36 true. down 33. Yes,
right.
We are. And
the point.
My yes. Uh huh.
Do you feel? You said you're 36.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel 26 though?
I'm 16. What?
Right.
You really do. You really do, girl.
I feel you.
No, you know what? I am glad that I don't look like what I've been through.
Yes.
Honestly.
Right.
I know there's white things that fall, but I mean, I'm really thankful for everything
thank
that
you,
I've been through. I'm even when I wasn't saved, I wasn't the person, you know, like I said, I went to the clubs or whatever. I was more like, you know, my sister and I, we were like the dancers and everything. We were like the little social drinkers. We've never done any drugs. I can honestly say that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've never, you know, I mean, anything. I've never even smoked, you know, marijuana. I mean, nothing. You know,
yeah.
we've never done anything like that. So, just so happy for God just saving both of us. And like I was saying earlier in the show, you know, with me being in the lifestyle of homosexuality, I actually carried myself like a man. And,
right.
I mean, I wore men's clothes, I mean, everything. And then when I got saved and gave my life to God, and for my sister and I to go, I'm going to tell you something. The first trip that we went on, first shopping trip, which is every time we see each other for some reason, we have to hit somebody's mall. So we had went to the mall or whatever, and normally my sister and my niece, they would go to the women's department and everything, and I would sneak over to the men's. And my niece always wanted to be with me and everything, and my sister would keep her, and she said, no, you know, TT's going to walk off for a little bit, but she'll be back. And this particular time, it was the first time that we actually went to the store and we were actually able to be in the same section because I was looking for women's clothes just like she was. And we just stood there and cried and cried and cried in the store. I mean, we were just crying because, I mean, for what God has done for me in my life. So, you know, just I'm just overwhelmed and just thankful. I mean, even still, you know, I said just me going to the store and everything still, I'm just like, you know, I thank God for his total delivering power and setting
yes.
me free and everything. I'm just so happy and thankful. And I'm thankful to have this radio show for you all to
you
be
just
on.
You just sometimes
I'm
sit there and stand in awe of God, don't you?
Yes, I really
do. I know, because I do. I cry a lot, okay,
in church.
I cry.
Melissa.
Every Sunday, I just cry and I cry and I cry.
But not a sad cry.
It's not a sad cry.
Not
sometimes,
cry.
You know, I'll be on the altar and I cry and I cry and I cry. And sometimes it's not even no sound, you know, it's just the tears coming out. And, you know, it's not sad. I know people think that girl going through. Oh, she always crying. But it's not that. I just think about God, you know, and just think about all of the many, many blessings that he has given me that I do not deserve.
Right.
I don't deserve it. I don't, you know, and it just amazes me. Sometimes when I look at my children, you know, just everything, I just stand and I just think, wow, you know, who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who would not serve a God who would bless you beyond measure? You know, after all of the times that we hurt him, because that's what we're doing. You know, when we are going against his will, that's what we're doing. We are hurting him. When you hurt me, LaToya, we friends or not friends. I'm not fooling with you no more, let alone give you things that you don't deserve. That's the way we are. But God is not like man. And he loves us in spite of, and he blesses us in spite of those things that we have done. And he wipes the slate clean.
Hello.
And I just thank him for his grace, unmerited grace. We don't deserve it, but yet he gives. And I just get so full, and I'm just so thankful. You know, and that's most of the time what come out of my mouth, just thank you, God. God, you are so worthy. You know, we have to learn to praise him, too. That's a whole nother show. We have to learn to praise God no matter what. We have to learn that we owe him praise. We need to praise him.
and we must praise him, and then we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. But like I said, that's a whole other show. But I just thank God, and I just get so full that I just can't contain it, and it come out through my eyes. And I just can't help that. I just can't help but to just, you know, just be really in awe of all that he has done, all that he's doing. He continues to do these things. I'm just so grateful. It really trips me out.
So my thing is because he doesn't have to do it, and you know, for him to do it and everything, and the way he does it is what
right.
I always think about. I say he does it when in his timing, everything. He does it exactly
right.
How it's supposed to be done. So I'm just, yeah. I just be in awe, you know, of what it is that he does.
Yes. It's
when
joy.
He does it.
It's a joy. It is. It's a joy. He restores his joy.
Yes.
I mean, it's no need in dwelling on the bad. Because we know that that's not what God intends for us to do. I mean, but that... It all comes from having the Holy Ghost and having a
right.
relationship with God.
Right.
And understanding that if nothing is forever, it's not going to be like this always.
Right.
We have to go through something. I have said this for the past 3 years. We have to go through. And my first lady, Sharon Whitelaw, she talks about it all the time. Pastor Whitelaw talks about it all the time.
Right.
My mom talks about it all the time.
Right.
Not necessarily always preaching or teaching. It's just life situations. You've got to go through to make it through the other side. If you never go through, you'll always stay on the other side.
You'll always
disappointed, stay
stuck in the middle of the
storm. Always sad and mad and
yeah.
hurt, disappointed. And sometimes that's what we do with our siblings. They make you mad. You just stop the relationship right there. Push your way through it, and it'll be better on the other side because you'll be understanding.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship will be built.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get to know, you know, what when you start off a relationship with someone, whether it be, you know, intimate or friendship, workship,
mm-hmm.
churchship,
right?
You have to get to know each other, and something is going to get on your nerves. But you can't just like, I'm done with you,
right?
If you want that relationship, well, she said this to me,
right?
Well, you have to get to know them first, you know. So I just always say, go through, just
mm-hmm.
go through. It's gonna,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna come out better,
mm-hmm.
wiser, stronger,
mm-hmm.
sweeter, prettier, nicer. I mean, hey, more love. So that's
how
I kind of live my life. Yeah.
That is so true. That is truly, truly true. At this time, what we want to do is take a brief and we're going to come back for all of our listeners that are listening in. We're going to come back and our guest, Tiffany and Christina, are going to bless us with a song. I'm telling you, I am too excited about that right now. But I said we're going to take a commercial break, come back, and they're going to bless us again with a song, and then we're going to move forward in. We're going to move forward in the show. So you all just stay with us, and we'll be back here in just a moment.
All right.
Good. Here's a few reasons why people don't go to church.
I can't come to church until I get my life together.
Church is how I got my life together.
Church is filled with a bunch of hypocrites. And there's always room for one more.
All they care about is your money.
They care about me, not about my money.
Is there some kind of dress code?
Yes, the code is wear some clothes.
Church, it just makes me nervous. I was nervous at first, and then I felt right at home. I'm not sure I believe everything that you believe.
But you can still belong.
Church is for wimpy, girly men.
You want to say that again?
If you knew me and what I've done,
you wouldn't want me.
If you knew me and what I have done, you wouldn't be worried.
You can come to my church even if you were brought up
Catholic,
Baptist,
Methodist,
Jewish,
Mormon,
Lutheran,
Pentecostal,
Presbyterian,
Church of Christ,
Southern Baptist,
a little bit of everything and a whole lot of nothing.
See, it's not about a religion, it's about a relationship.
So please, come to my church.
Where nobody's perfect.
Where beginners are welcome.
Where socks are optional, but grace is required.
Where forgiveness is offered.
Where hope is alive.
And where it's okay to not be okay. Really.
And we are back again. You've reached Perfecting Deliverance Radio, and I am your host, LaToya Haley. I've been sitting here talking with Christina Harshaw and Tiffany Marshall, and my co-host, LaCrista Bond, she actually had to leave the line, but she was on. She is my blood sister, and we have had a wonderful, wonderful time just talking, having girl talk tonight. So I do have Tiffany and Christina, and they are going to render a selection. They're going to sing a song, which I am too excited about. But for those of you that have never heard them sing before, you know, if you have not been to Unity Temple, which is where I've heard them sing, but if you have not been to Unity Temple Church of God in Christ in Jackson, Tennessee, then you are missing a treat. But I'm going to give the floor to them for them to be able to give us a song, bless us by song, and then we're going to move on with the show.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, go for it.
Okay. Oh, man, we're going to sing this song, one of the songs that we learned growing up in the Southern Illinois jurisdiction, Church of God in Christ. I think it was a song written by the late Deacon Calvin Lennox. We're going to try to sing a little piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Mm-hmm.
Okay. He is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust and dwell in him. He is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust and dwell in him. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide, shall abide. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Under the shadow of the Almighty God. Under the shadow of the Almighty God. Under the shadow of the old.
for him even just allowing it to go on through the generations in our family. My mother can sing, my brothers sing, you know, my aunts and uncles all sing. Everyone can sing, and everyone can hear. And it's just a blessing.
Yes.
I'm so grateful to God for it, and I'm just excited to see what my girls will do.
That's going to be great.
That is absolutely awesome. I come from a generation of singers. I don't know what happened with my dad and everything. I don't know. Y'all keep my dad, keep his voice in your prayers.
He will sing.
Yes, he will. He will. You are so correct.
Yes,
I shouldn't even be saying that, but y'all pray for my daddy's voice. Because my mom can sing. And my dad and I can sing,
ma'am.
But when y'all go down on y'all knees, all my listeners, I hope y'all listening.
You're going to leave Pastor Haley alone. You said you're not going to do him like this.
y'all pray hard for my daddy. You got to fast, lay prostrate for my daddy.
Girl.
Hey, y'all do that. Look, my mom sent me a message. She said, don't talk about her darling husband.
Well, that's right. Don't talk about her
book. That's right. I love my daddy. I know that the voice, you know, hey, you just keep on singing because he's making a joyful noise to the Lord.
That's right. That is right.
Hey,
now that's for sure.
That's all
right
with me. But
and somebody will be blessed.
You are so correct, because it's not about how, you know, how it may sound and everything, because just because it may not sound you know, perfect to us, because we are singers. You don't know whose life that he may be touching or anybody else's life that may be touching. So that's what counts. That's what matters. But that you ladies do sing. I know that you all sing at Unity Temple. But if someone needed to contact you all, say that they want to book you. There's people listening in to the show. But if somebody wanted to book you all for you to come and sing at their church or, you know, any different organization, is there a contact information, you know, where they contact you by email, or how is it that they can reach out to you ladies if they want to be able to book you for an engagement?
We can give you our email. I can give my email or phone number. It doesn't matter.
Will you go ahead and share that?
Okay. My email is tmarshall82@yahoo.com. That is Tiffany Marshall. You'll be contacting. Again, it's tmarshall82@yahoo.com.
Cool. All right, and I said that's the way you folks have heard that. All the callers have, I just thank everybody for that has called in, those that are listening online. There's several people that are listening in right now. So just thankful for both of you, Christina and for Tiffany, both of you for being on the show on this evening. We're going to meet back here again on next Wednesday. And I have to get some loose ends tied up, but I know who I'm going to have for my next week. I'm not even going to announce it, but I tell you what, you thought we had church tonight? I got a pastor and first lady that I'm going to have on next week, and we're going to have some more singing. And he may get to preach, and I don't know, but I tell you what, his wife and him, they have a testimony of healing, of what God has done for them in their lives. So I'm trying to get some things finalized with them to have them on the show on next Wednesday. But you all come back on next Wednesday. We're going to be here again, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're way out on the East Coast, keep anyone out there on that East Coast all the way down the seaboard, the Eastern Coast Seaboard, you keep those, keep everyone out there in your prayers. I know that they have a lot of snow that was dumped on them over the course of this past week. So you all keep them in your prayers. I know that people have lost their lives. But you all just keep them in your prayers, keep them in your hearts, keep them in your mind. We know that they're going to go from having snow to now they're going to be dealing with flooding. So just keep them in your prayers. Even the people that are all down south that have been going through the tornadoes and the rain and everything, I tell you, this world is coming to an end. Jesus is soon to come, and if you're not saved, you better get saved before you close your eyes. So that's not something I'm just speaking. Every second, every minute, every hour, he is coming. He's coming soon, and he is getting closer and closer every day. He's coming. He's going to come sooner. So if you're not saved, get saved. If you know, if you have a loved one that's not saved, pray for them. Pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we pray for you, as they pray for you, you continue to pray for someone. And again, just thankful for my guest. Sisterly love. If you don't love your sister, if you don't love your brother, do what you can to make it right. Do what you can to make
right.
it right, because you only have them.
That's
and I tell you, when that life is taken from them, you cannot replace that. You cannot bring
That's
them right. back. Once God, you know, he wants that breath back, and he takes that back. It's done and over with. So if you don't have things right with your family, if you don't have not just your sister and brother, mom and dad, if you're going and you're not speaking to your family members and everything, make it right. Get it right. And this is going out to, I don't care if you're 5 and 6 years old or if you're 70 and 80 years old, however old it is that you may be, if you don't have it right with your family, make it right. Make it right, because tomorrow is not promised.
Amen.
So, again, just thank Tiffany and Christina, my co-host, my sister, LaCrista Bond. I just thank her for being on the show today. Today was her 11th year anniversary to her husband, Tashawn Bond. So I'm just thankful for them and for my niece, Takaya Bond. She's 10 years old. That's TT's baby. I'm going to have to get off because she wants me to buy her something. She keeps sending me text messages of stuff she wants me to buy her.
Buy her baby something. You better buy her something.
That's what I always do. You all just keep me in your prayers that I can continue to try to work, because I have to work to support her. That's clear. So
that's right. That's right, PT.
It's so,
all
it's
you got to
so
do
true.
Is ask my girls.
That's
ask my
so
girls.
True.
That's so
true. Tiffany, I know that you don't have any kids, do you?
No, I don't. She said that quick. I have two nieces, beautiful nieces, two handsome nephews, and two godchildren, actually. So that's what, six?
Six. Yes. You got a lot of kids. Hey, that's what that's equal to. I have one niece who called me talking about something that she wanted, this $500 jersey, and I said, the devil is a lie.
No.
That's not going to happen in your
Lucas
say that's what I say. I had to start rebuking him immediately.
Oh,
I said, no, we're not about to. I love you, but come on now, that's getting too far. But I thank you all for being on the show. For those of you that have listened in, you all join us again on next week, on next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I thank you all for being on this evening. We're going to take it out with a song, because one of the ladies, I'm not sure if it was Christine or Tiffany earlier, had said that they are blessed and highly favored. So we're going to take this out. We're all about this.
Shout out
tonight,
Bettina
so
and Crystal. Blessed of Unity Temple. Shout out Bettina and Crystal.
Yes. I need to give a shout out to Cheryl Whitelaw, too.
Cheryl Whitelaw, yes. I was about to say her name. She says she was our manager,
yes.
Girl.
Oh, I'm going to have to talk to her. She's hilarious. But, yes, she's the one talking about taking up an offering. So. Yes, but we're going to take this out with blessed and highly favored. You all have a blessed evening. I love you with the love of God, and you all have a great evening.
Thank you so much, Latoya. Again, LaCrista, thank you, and happy anniversary.
God bless you all.
Good bless.
Good night.
Good night. God bless you.
about it for a moment. It could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it should have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me.